Warning, the following episode contains nothing but facts that may hurt your feelings and get you riled up, so please tread carefully. The disclaimer is out. I've said everything that needs to be said. You're now aware where you're going into this, and so let's get the party started and let's have the time of my life. Okay, today's topic is gatekeeping because you people are embarrassing, and by you people, I mean a select group of people on Stan Twitter who just have no limits just how much they want to embarrass themselves on the internet in the name of people that you do not know. And yeah, you know, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep silence. I can't be silenced anymore. So this is the breaking my silence episode. And it's going to start with the definitions for gatekeeping, which goes like, gatekeeping is the activity of controlling and usually limiting the general access to something, right? And along with gatekeeping, we're going to also cover plagiarism. And with plagiarism, we're going to try to find a proper definition. And it's the practice of taking someone else's work or ideas and passing them off as your own, right? I think that's covered. I think those are very clear, beautiful, well-written definitions. Now, I'm going to go with the latest conversation on the street is that Stray Kids have plagiarized BTS. And so armies, or let me not say all armies, because not everyone is guilty of this. So some armies are gatekeeping the word dang, or not the word. I don't know what they're gatekeeping exactly, because I think they're also confused. You know when you do something really dumb and then in the midst of it you're like, oh my gosh, what am I fighting for? Like, geez, I'm in this, but like, what am I fighting for? And let me read the translation or the interpretation that started this whole thing. So one of the translators, the unveiling for a song, a B-side in the Stray Kids mini album was out, and the song is called Freeze or Tang. Korean's not my first language, guys. If I don't say these things correctly, I'm sorry, but it's not even like a language that I would claim to know. So it goes, I'm gonna read the tweet, and she says that dang or tang in Korean has multiple meanings, and all of them are official definition that everyone has used for a long time. Stray Kids is just mixed together multiple meanings of tang for their song Freeze, and that's why they're all usable. And she even says that it's true that in their childhood, like literally even when she was 6 years old, she used to use tang when playing freeze tag with her friends to indicate something was wrong, etc, right? So yeah, I mean, you know, I think that makes sense. I'm not Korean, so I don't know the game. But then there's like oppressed person, there's always oppressed people, you guys. And then people came and said, wow, okay, guys, you guys are a shameless group of people, plagiarizers, blah, blah, blah. And this particular idiot, I'm calling them an idiot because they're an idiot, guys. I'm sorry, but like, this has to be some dumb stuff. She says that, or they say that, it's not even about the word. It's about stealing bars that Namjoon invented, guys. I remember people had an argument on how to pronounce that. I'm gonna go SKZ when I feel raunchy, and I'm gonna go Skiz when I'm in my feels. So Skiz has said multiple times they look up to BTS and check out their music. Of course they know about Tang by BTS, and yet they still plagiarize the wordplay in the same manner with the same title track. That's disrespectful AF towards other artists and their creatives. You guys can't be serious. Okay, this person can't be serious. I mean, You have to be smoking something. You have to be smoking tires, pure rubber, to actually come on the internet and write such things. You know what's the most interesting for me? Like, the most interesting thing about, like, people who try to gatekeep Korean things is that... Did I say gatekeep? I think I said gatekeep. Let's say that. Yeah, that's a thing. So people who try to do that are... literally not Korean, don't even speak Korean. No, the only Korean that these people know is coming from K-dramas and songs, which is barely anything. And you're out here on these streets arguing with actual Koreans about their language and their culture. Sorry, but like, does K-pop have certain people convinced that they're Korean? Because that's not it, sis. I'm gonna have to break your bubble and tell you that you're not Korean. You're not even a little bit. You're not, okay? You're still Stacy from Wyoming or like Lisa from Ghana or me from Zimbabwe, guys. Yes, representing my country. Yeah, you're still me, okay? I'm not gonna like walk around like, oh my gosh, because I've listened to all of Stray Kids songs, y'all, I'm fluent in Korean. Like, I'm basically Korean. I know everything about them because like, I've been reading up everything. You don't know anything. You literally do not know anything, which is why you're now on the internet calling Korean people plagiarizers for using their own language. Literally, if we're gonna go with this, if we're gonna go with he said it first, so it's theirs, then we're gonna be like, oh, you know, Beyonce called Lemonade in 2016, so NCT is definitely plagiarizers for Lemonade, their song, because, like, you know, Lemonade, Beyonce did that first. She did that first. It's not even the same, first of all. You know, like, this is like some level of dumb that I just cannot. I cannot. Y'all be like, it's not even the word. Like, it's about stealing the bars that he invented. What bars? You like, you stole bars like nobody else knows how to wordplay in this whole entire world. Like, literally... You're gonna tell me that every rapper that's ever had a wordplay, that wordplay has never been used anywhere else by anybody, cause like they put a trademark on it and like, yeah, no, it's mine now. Like, I said this, so now it's mine. You people acting so dumb. You like literally acting like you're in grade four. And fourth graders are smarter than this. Fourth graders would not be caught on the internet embarrassing themselves like this. This is tragic. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. Okay? I hope you know that. Whoever you are participating in these shameless acts, you're embarrassing to a lot of people. Even your own fan base is probably embarrassed by you. And I hope you know that. I hope you wake up in the morning and just realize, damn, they don't want to be associated with me. And that's not the only thing on plagiarism. So the last time when I was talking about, what was I talking about? NMIX and the 80s. And I talked about how I'm not deep into like any of their fandoms, even though NMIX is new. I'm not like, you know, knee in with whatever's happening. And I'm not in with 80s. Laura or anything, but y'all, you know, I just realized that the more I try to look into the whole plagiarism issue and why the fans are pissed, for me it just doesn't sting that much. Because let's not be like, oh, it's because I'm not a fan, but it's also because like y'all be like, some of y'all be like, oh, this is copying because they're using the same locations. They've used the same locations in the same videos four times, or they've used the same, like the same editing and the, in the same sets and stuff like that. And then a similar ship. Okay, maybe the ship is a bit similar, you guys, but have you like, be like, oh no, you've never seen a ship that looks like that anywhere else. Not even just in K-pop. Like you be like, oh, pirate ships only exist for that particular group only. And so like, I'm screaming, plagiarism every time it pops up, because yeah, like y'all ain't original at this point. That is just, I mean, it's so excessive. Like, who are you trying to impress? Wait, do you think that because you're like running on these streets calling everybody out, like cursing everyone and their mom and their cat and their grandmother out in the name of your favorites. And you think they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, you are like a star, Lisa. Sorry, I keep using Lisa and Stacy. It's like on top of my head, I keep thinking of names, and then that's the first name. So if you're like a Lisa or a Stacy, I sincerely apologize, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I do not mean to insult you. But yeah, they'll be like, sorry, Karen. Thank you, Karen, for defending us. Thank you for calling out the plagiarizers. You people are so sweet and down to earth. Like, people can use the same sets. As far as I'm concerned, if we're gonna go with you use the same sets and the lighting, then I'm like convinced like all of K-dramas should be suing each other. Those people be using the same houses, the same outfits most of the time. They be in the same locations in every... You can't be serious. Like, you're gonna go around. You don't do that for K-dramas. But suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, plagiarizers. You know, if you watch 2-3 ancient history K-dramas or whatever, historical K-dramas, you will always see them in the same places and the same outfits. Basically, the storyline is always sort of the same, and y'all never scream plagiarism for that. You never scream plagiarism for that. You think we're sitting there like, oh, The Weeknd is wearing a red jacket and then somebody else is wearing a red jacket in their video. Plagiarizers, come out now. Oh my gosh. Who has worn a red jacket? Bruno Mars, apologize to The Weeknd. Excuse you. Get your mind in order. Respect yourself, okay? Just have some common sense. Stop embarrassing yourself in these streets in the name of your faves. They're not gonna notice you. They do not care. They think it's embarrassing. I don't know them personally. But disclaimer, I don't know them at all. I don't know them, okay? But I would just assume that they are people. And because I assume that they are people, I assume that they're just as embarrassed as anyone is. And we're all embarrassed on your behalf. Just let people have fun. Like, let people stand what they stand, okay? Like, you don't have to come and ruin everything. Like, oh my gosh, y'all ain't original. Like, you're gonna be original. Oh my gosh. We're gatekeeping oxygen. Jeez, we're gatekeeping this. Okay. Like, for what purpose? And half the things you're gatekeeping ain't even making sense. Like, gatekeeping for what? Oh my gosh, why does my gatekeeping keep sounding like gatekeeping? Maybe it's meant to be gatekeeping. But yeah, gatekeeping is dumb to me. It's ridiculous. It's obsessive. And you people just trying to ruin everyone's time. And this is why I never want people to be like, oh my gosh, you're a K-pop stan. I'm like so insulted when people say that. Like, excuse me, respect me. Because then they'll be like, oh my gosh, so you're also like on the internet fighting for this because of... I'm like, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. Please don't associate me with some of these people. Because I swear, like, some K-poppies, K-poppies just makes me think of, like, little, like, puppies. But anyway, some of the K-pop stans are, like, really cool and I vibe with them so well. And then there's also, like, this other half of embarrassing people. Stop it. You're embarrassing everybody, okay? And I know I should be blocking, but then this is also super entertaining. I won't lie. Y'all, useless fights are the most interesting. Because I'm like reading this like, oh, wait, you guys are serious? You can't be serious. Just like, yeah, take a breathe. Go touch some grass. It needs to be touched. It's aching for your caresses. Go touch some grass. Yeah, like, move away from your laptop screen, Emily. Move away, okay? Go touch some grass. You deserve, the grass deserves to be touched by you. When's the last time you saw the sun? You know, take a walk, read a book, drink some water, go take a bath, you know, scratch your back a little. You deserve it. You've done enough. They see you, okay? We all see you. So the gatekeeping is not helping anybody. It's just obsessive now at this point. And aside from gatekeeping and plagiarism and just weirdness in K-pop that I'm just experiencing, there's also fun, guys. There's also a lot of fun to be had. And in fun, I just mean music. We're just having fun with music, right? And now that I've said music, let's talk about the teasers. Okay, the 3-track unveils for the Stray Kids comeback. Somebody hold me back. Somebody sedate me. I looked at these multiple times, by the way. I've watched them multiple times since they dropped. The first one, Venom. I'm going to try not to say the Korean titles because, as I said, guys, I'm not Korean and chances are high I'm just going to mispronounce everything and somebody listening to this is going to be like, damn, she's so rude. I'm not. I'm very nice. Very nice. You can hear the smile in my voice. Anyway, so yeah, the track unveil, the first one, the Venom. Excuse you, sir. Excuse you, people. Why is the beat so ratchet? Why is the beat so... You guys, these beats... As a summary, the beats for all the songs that have just the 3 unveilings and then the main track, because it came out today, the MV. The main song, the title track. Jeez, the title track. Wow. Like, wow. I am beyond excited. It's Tuesday and I just want it to be Friday already because I cannot contain myself. I cannot hold back any longer. This is my time to live. Softcore status might go out the window the second that the album comes out because I will not be able to contain myself from being a stan, okay? It's just the reality of the situation. So... yeah, and I just watched the unit, the Maniac MV teaser unit video. I don't know what it's called, but something along those lines, where it was Bang Chan, Han, Felix, and Hyunjin. And you guys, wait, did I already do the disclaimer that I'm giving up on their theories? Because I am giving up on their theories. First of all, they're confusing me. I already said I'm not smart, and that was not a joke. I was not trying to be funny. I do not have the mental capacity to be breaking this down. Although I'll stick to the parallel universe things because it's really just it seems that way from the videos, but I can't think deeper than that. Like, I don't know what's happening. I can't even connect these dots, and y'all be so smart. You know, people coming up with the most insane things ever, and I'm standing for that. You guys are like so smart, and thank you for doing the work that everybody else can't do. But yeah, I'm giving up. And after seeing the Maniac teaser unveil unit video, something like that, okay, I'm like seeing upside down things. I'm seeing what, like parkour, bicycles, everything is like, what? There's so much upside down happening. You guys, I just, no. Mm-mm. I don't know what's happening, but I love it. You know, it's like the song nobody knows, but it's provocative. And it's true. I am so excited, but I have no idea what's happening. And that makes it so worthwhile because... yo, these boys are doing the most. These boys are doing the most, and I wish them so much success for these upcoming comeback because they deserve it, obviously. Duh. So I know a lot of people are going to be streaming, and I know you're like, what do you mean a lot of people? You should be streaming too. I will be streaming whenever I can. It's just that, like, I barely wake up at a normal time and I'm like sleeping half the time, and chances of me sacrificing my sleep are like 0 to none, okay? So yeah, that is not me trying to be any way, it's just the truth. It's the hard-hitting, hardcore truth. If this episode has in any way insulted you, hurt your feelings, got you feeling some type of way, then I sincerely apologize. But then again, I did put a disclaimer at the beginning. And well, you know, sometimes people say, well, if the shoe fits, strut away, strut with it, get the hell out of here. But those of you who've stayed and enjoyed this with me, please be back again to chill with me, to vibe with me, to have a brilliant time with me, to get closer, okay? And dig deep down into other things that we like to talk about, I guess. I will be listening to G-Idle's new song. Is it Tomboy? Yes, because I've seen a lot of mixed reviews everywhere. Everybody's like trashing it, and I have to listen to it firsthand so I can make my own opinion, because I will not be swayed by everybody, man. Your girl's got jute, guys. Wait, did I say I'm not gonna speak Korean and then I said a Korean word? Yes, I did. Sellout, guys. I'm just a sellout. If you're finding out now, I'm sorry, but it's too late to apologize. Okay. Let me then get out of here. It's been brilliant. It's been amazing. It's been creative. It's been brainy. It's been elite, profound, excellent, outstanding. It's been brainy. It's been magic, wicked, tip-top, top-notch, capital, magnificent, splendid, exceptional, outstanding, superb, very good, first rate, first class, marvelous, wonderful, superlative, tremendous, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's been everything. And so, goodbye. But I gotta love you and leave you and see you on another day. Bye.